So these are the final results from the 2025 program, 11 holes. The high grades you're talking about all coming out of the South Merker area, which we got a tip off that there was going to be some good grade down there. But gosh, 2.8 grams per ton gold over 74 meters. Another two holes with 1 gram over 82, 84 meters. These are really impressive holes, both for the open pit heap leach, and then, of course, what it means for the potential of a future mill operation down the road. I mean, overall, the 2025 program, the average depth to intercept was about 30, 34 meters. So we're talking about 100 feet, very close to surface, which is great, great for that open. Yeah, which is great, great for that, that
open pit heap leach.
You know, and look, I can't emphasize enough that it's one thing to have these kinds of grades, but remember, we are 40 minutes from Salt Lake City. I had the pleasure of meeting Governor Cox last week and chatting with him about our project and what Revival Gold is bringing to the state. And, you know, they're right next door to us. The State House is, you know, 40-minute drive from us in Salt Lake. And that's a big difference than from some of these projects that you see that are in remote locations, whether that's the far reaches of the Yukon or, you know, in difficult places in Africa or South America. We're talking about downtown Utah here, and we're talking about grades that are close to surface, so not complicated from a point of view of getting access.
Hugh Agro, Revival Gold. Good afternoon to you, my friend. How are you?
Good to be with you, Andy. Very good.
Yeah, no, thank you for that. It's really exciting. I mean, my gosh, I got the press release this morning. I read it, and it was just fantastic. Let's talk about that. You guys hit it out of the park. I don't want to overstate this, but your grade is just fantastic relative to, and you had decent grade before, but just relative to everything else. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, so these are the final results from the 2025 program, 11 holes. The high grades you're talking about all coming out of the South Merker area, which we got a tip off that there was going to be some good grade down there. But gosh, 2.8 grams per ton gold over 74 meters. Another two holes with 1 gram over 82, 84 meters. These are really impressive holes, both for the open pit heap leach and then, of course, what it means for the potential of a future mill operation down the road. As we see 8 grams over 12 meters in the chutes that are the feeder zones to the disseminated body at surface.
So, Hugh, you got this great grade. What exactly does this mean for you, for Merker Project and the Revival Gold?
I think it just underscores the exploration potential. You remember, we're in a 7,200 hectare, call it 18,000 acre land position. It's never been consolidated in one party's hands before. We just completed the transaction with Barrick, bringing in all the infrastructure and the contribution of claims that comes with that. But with these grades and what we're seeing in terms of the widths of these intercepts, it really points to the exploration potential in the broader property position. You know, we're talking about a gram over 80, 82 meters in you know, very recoverable, fully oxidized material. So that's the near surface potential. But then as we go deeper, 8 grams over 12 meters in these feeder structure systems, I mean, that's very exciting for the geologists as we think about the potential for a mill phase after we complete the open pit heap leach. We will definitely want to be exploring for more of that. In fact, we've got two drill rigs. They'll start drilling again this month to carry on with the program and resume drilling for 2026. This month.
Yeah, it's really mind blowing. Just everything that it's unlocking, or what you've been unlocking. Talk to me a little bit about just the depth. This is really shallow here. Correct me if I'm wrong about that, which is also very impressive that you got this grade at such shallow depths.
Yeah, I mean, overall, the 2025 program, the average depth to intercept was about 30, 34 meters. So we're talking about 100 feet. very close to surface, which is great,
great
for that open. Yeah, which is
that's
great for
great
that
Are you
open pit
kidding?
heap leach. And look, I can't emphasize enough that it's one thing to have these kinds of grades, but remember, we are 40 minutes from Salt Lake City. I had the pleasure of meeting Governor Cox last week and chatting with him about our project and what Revival Gold is bringing to the state. And, they're right next door to us. The state house is, 40-minute drive from us in Salt Lake. And that's a big difference than from some of these projects that you see that are in remote locations, whether that's the far reaches of the Yukon or, in difficult places in Africa or South America. We're talking about downtown Utah here, and we're talking about grades that are close to surface, so not complicated from a point of view of getting access. And we're also talking about very high oxidization. So we're talking, high 80s, mid 90s in terms of that ratio of cyanide soluble gold to fire assay gold. And so this is a win-win situation here. Great intercepts, great grades, close to surface, as you point out, well located, and part of a plan that's on a fast track to production. Look, we couldn't be happier with the way Merkur is working out for Revival Gold and the future for our shareholders.
Yeah, I couldn't be more happy as well. And just full disclosure, I am a shareholder, as well as full disclosure, a Revival Gold is a sponsor of naturalresourcestocks.net. But yeah, I go back to just meeting you. I met you about a year ago, almost a year ago. And I remember just thinking, okay, and I get talked to all the time, what makes somebody different and all of that. And really, I was so happy that I got to spend some time with you in person then, because number one, I was so unaware of how much you had. And I mean, it was just mind blowing. Wow. And then you just hit it. You are right on the fairway in every sense of the word, not only in discovering gold, but you have access to Salt Lake, which is, you just said, 45 minutes away. And I was just blown away how close you are to just all of the infrastructure and all of that. So
yeah, we're going to have to get you down sometime for a look, and
maybe for
a mammoth game or a jazz game.
I love it.
It's a pretty happening town. But listen, I want to credit here our team. I mean, John Meyer leading the development team on the engineering and the permitting, Tim Barnett leading the project execution on site at Merkur, just doing a fabulous job. Dan Pace, our chief geologist. This is a team that's really focused on turning this into the next meaningful U.S. gold producer, and doing it in a way that's responsible to the community and that contributes in a way that, we feel we can really make a difference. And it's a lot of fun with this team and with this project. But that, I gotta tell you, we will be back again soon talking about our other project again, Bear Track Arnett in Idaho. Working away there with two drill rigs, more results to come. And I'll look forward to talking about that with you too, Andy. It's a pretty exciting time.
Anytime. And, you just mentioned two drill rigs in Idaho at Bear Track. I mean, I'd cue another thing to all my viewers and listeners. This is what it's about. I just love the aggression. You have a great project. You got a lot of money in the bank. Fully funded through the end of the year, correct me if I'm wrong on that, Hugh, and then you are just love the aggression, drill rigs turning and turning and turning.
Yeah, we're spending fast and furious. We'll need more money before the end of the year for sure. But look, when you've got backers like EMR Capital, we got 52-53% institutional ownership, corporate ownership in the company, and all these results, I don't think it's an issue about finding capital. I think it's about doing it efficiently for our shareholders and delivering results like we've been delivering over the last 12 months. It's been one after another. And again, credit to the team. Lisa Ross, our CFO, Scott Treblecock, our VP Corporate Development, and I are on the road helping to spread the message and bring new investors to the story.
Okay, about that, Hugh, and I usually don't do this. I don't want to embarrass you, but I get asked all the time about projects and CEOs and all that. This is what I'm going to say. I'm in the project. I love the project. The rocks are the rocks. And Hugh and I have spent a lot of time together off camera and in Atlanta. And Hugh's really one of the good guys. He made a comment to me that he's a shareholder first of Revival Gold. And Hugh, I will never forget that. So if people want to buy you, if they want to invest in you, if they want to trade you, what exchanges are you traded on and what are your ticker symbols, Hugh?
Yes, so it's RVG on the Canadian Ventures Exchange and RVLGF on the OTCQX market. And of course, you can find all kinds of information on Revival Gold at our website, www.revival-gold.com, or give us a call, 416-366-4100. Pop us an email, info@revival-gold.com.
Yeah, they're very responsive. Hugh, I'll put all of that in the show notes, both on YouTube, Apple, and Spotify podcasts. And looking forward to seeing you in Atlanta. To all my investors here, friends here in Atlanta that watch the show, you really need to book a meeting with Hugh. And I'll just leave it at that. And he's one. This is a great project. One of the good guys.
Thank you for saying so, Andy. I look forward to getting back down to Atlanta next month.
Yeah, we look forward to it. Thanks, Hugh.
Okay.